What do you make of your first outing in history of World 21?
I think, you know, I was disappointed today by a margin of 40 runs. I think we didn't do ourselves justice in the field. Some of our bowling was poor, some of our fielding was poor as well. And, you know, we weren't too unhappy with our batting. You know, it was a very high total to be chasing, 170 odd. So I think, if, you know, if it had 30, 40 runs lower, we would have been close. But yeah, some of our bowling, just, you can't bowl that kind of stuff to the likes of New Zealand.
And you must have been pretty pleased with the way you came out, with the approach at least.
There's no point coming out and just batting the overs in 2020. You want to try and win no matter what. So yeah, we were positive from the start, and I think we probably gave the Kiwis a bit of a fright when there were a few boundaries going in the first six especially. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say we took it as a practice, but chasing 170, but once it got to later on in the game, it was just about executing our skills and getting some time out in the middle.
What's the response been like back home for your team qualifying for this event?
Everyone's delighted for us. We've been working very hard last year, especially when we found out that there were three teams qualifying from the event we held last year. Once we heard that, you know, everyone was very excited about the opportunity. We had a very tight game with the Netherlands to qualify, so it's kind of ironic that they came and knocked the guys out last week. Especially now that the guys aren't here, still I suppose there's more of a spotlight on us and we're going to fly the flag for Ireland.
On a personal note, tell us a bit about your journey. I mean, your test match is very long, long ago, about 2000, I think, against Pakistan. Since then, opportunities have been provided for you, so how has it actually, you know, how have you developed your game as a cricketer with the team as well?
That's a tough question. It has been a long time. When I first started, I was a left arm medium pace opening bowler, so I used to swing it in. That got steadily slower as I built more and more overs, and I just changed to spin about a week before Christmas this year. So I think that was a good decision. Just, you know, every team that's left as well, I say, sometimes we're good as a left arm spinner. So and then I think this morning we decided that I was going to open. I was kind of there and around the team. But I play a lot of, more and more men's cricket in Ireland, and that's been a huge help, especially the past season. I played in our men's seconds team, that played in the second division in Leinster, and I got a 50 for our men's seconds, so that was a big step for me. And then becoming captain, obviously, it's a huge responsibility, and it's my relish.
Cricket runs in the family. How much of it, over dinner or over lunch, does the discussion revolve around the game, or is it completely cut off at home?
No, it's non-stop cricket pretty much. Myself, my twin sister, we both go out with guys and play cricket. My boyfriend plays for Ireland in the four-day game, so it's kind of nice to understand each other's schedules and stuff like that. And obviously, when we go home for dinner, the whole family goes home on a Sunday. It's absolutely mental, and it's pretty much cricket non-stop.
Well, Isabel, both the Joy sisters got a few runs today, pretty well. Your Adrian also scored a 50. Do you think Sylhet has started to be a lucky girl for the Joy's family?
Sorry, I didn't understand the last sentence.
Do you think this ground has become a lucky charm for the Joy's family?
I think it's just a really good ground. The wicket's gorgeous. Ed said that when we were coming here, I said, you know, what's it like in Sylhet? And he said, the ground's just brilliant. You know, it's lovely to bat on. Take your opportunities to bat there, because and that was exactly what we found today, so it was really nice. So yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Have you watched the match between the Netherlands and Ireland, where the chances were like carnaging against the Ireland, the T20 match? Have you watched the match?
No, we haven't watched it. No, we were training actually when it happened, and we were on the bus in Dhaka, which we were...
When you just heard about the score, what was your feeling?
Well, we were following it on text messages on the bus, so it was just a sinking feeling, really. Disappointment for the boys. I think, you know, they've done it to their teams before, where they've knocked people out or they've had upsets. So, you know, they basically just said after the game, the Dutch deserved it. They played an absolutely incredible game. So sometimes you have to hold your hands up and say, well played.
Tell us about the influence of Trent Johnston. He's obviously been coaching. What are the areas that you've worked on? Obviously, he brings a lot of experience.
Trent is a really passionate coach, So he brings that kind of belief into the team. He has great knowledge. And then with Laney's obviously been in the women's game a lot, so they really complement each other. He's tough when he needs to be, but always there. So you know, that there's that kind of trust that he's going to do right by you when he's coaching you. If you don't do something properly, or if you pull out a shot or something like that, he'll call you on it. But if you make the right decision and it doesn't come off, he'll back you.
You've obviously had the first game is out of the way now. Do you think nerves will automatically vanish and allow your team to play a brand of cricket that they're known for fearlessly over the next three games?
I don't think, hopefully there weren't too many nerves out there tonight. I think, you know, it's our first time playing here and all that kind of stuff. I'm not making excuses, but some of the girls put down some catches, including myself, and hopefully we'll just knock out those kind of unfair forced errors, and I think we can do that, and I can give any team a run.
So, Isabel, you came to Bangladesh 3 years back in the World Cup, qualifying for 2013. Since then till now, what the changes have been you gone through, and how the team has evolved?
We train a lot more since then. We've got a lot more, not more support, but there's more funding going into the women's game. And there are some changes going into the club cricket and stuff like that. So, and there's also a lot of younger players coming through. So Lucy is 14, but there are a number of players around her age who are there vets. So that's really, really good. Those clubs are kind of supporting girls cricket more. And they're allowed to play boys cricket, which is important if there's not enough competition in the women's game.
Isabel, final question. You take on Australia, so now that the title holders but didn't perform so well in their opening match, are you going to stay around and watch their match and just pick up anything you can?
I'm actually not sure. I think I'll be challenged what we're going to do. I would like to watch them, but we watched them play against New Zealand, and you know, we've seen them on TV, we've seen a lot of them, so I don't think there's any surprises really. It's more about how we perform. That's what we'll focus on, you know, our mistakes.
And what particularly are you going to focus on to improve on ahead of our match?
I think our fielding and then hitting our areas when we're bowling. It's one thing if someone hits a good shot for four and you need to bowl a ball, but you know, bowling a poor full toss or something like that, that's not really